For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. It might surprise you that in this era, when we already think that kids are growing up way too fast, the Center for Disease Control now tells us that teens today are less sexually active than in the past, and that those who are more likely to use contraceptives. The result of that has been a historic drop in teen pregnancy nationwide. That's also true in Shelby County. In the last 8 years, the teen birth rate here has plunged by nearly half, or around 1,000 fewer unintended pregnancies last year than in 2007. Joining us today is Claudia Holtum. Her nonprofit group, A Step Ahead Foundation, is one of several in the Mid-South that could be improving those numbers. And heads up, this subject matter is for mature listeners. Claudia, welcome.
Thank you, Christopher.
Claudia, what has been the game changer when it comes to lowering teen pregnancy?
Christopher, we think that the real game changer is access to long-acting, reversible contraception methods that last longer than a month or a year.
Now, these methods are pretty expensive. I've read that some of them are upwards of $1,000, and you also have to see a doctor to get them. So how do you make this possible for young women?
A Step Ahead Foundation has created a business model where we have partnered with, in Memphis, we've partnered with 19 community clinics that are out in the community that see people, young women and families, for everything from a bad cold to an ear infection. And these are clinics that have agreed to also see women who want long-acting reversible birth control. Now, in the industry, they call it LARCs, long-acting reversible contraception. And a woman calls a call center, asks for an appointment.
And you'll even send a taxi to their houses.
If transportation is a problem, all she has to do is ask for transportation, and Yellow Cab will pick her up from her home, deliver her to the clinic, and take her back home.
It is true that condoms and birth control pills tend not to be as effective as having an implant or an IUD. What is the psychology behind that?
So they have a high failure rate. And failure, as we say, a contraceptive failure is a baby. That means you got pregnant. It's not just I forgot to take the pill or oops, it ripped. It is you got pregnant on it. And with the pill, with typical use, it has about a 9% failure rate. For teenagers, the pill has about a 19% failure rate. Condoms have a 17% failure rate across the population.
Now, before you started this foundation, you were Judge Claudia Holtum.
Yes.
And in the juvenile courts, you saw the many different effects of teen pregnancies on families, on society. You know, what do you say to someone who might be surprised to learn that girls as young as 13, without parental discussion, can call up your foundation and get long-term birth control?
Well, the state law gives reproductive rights to young women as young as 13, but the tragedies that I saw at juvenile court is what led me to start this nonprofit. And the year that we had 4 10-year-olds who were pregnant was truly a year that changed my life. Now, in every one of those cases, people went to prison in those cases, but we did have ongoing cases of very young women having sex, having babies.
And what are some of the long-term social problems associated with teen pregnancy?
Well, the obvious is that it interferes with the young woman's education. And it leads to long-term poverty. And what I saw at juvenile court is that young women having babies before they could care for them was entry-level. Every other societal problem that the juvenile court faced involving child abuse, child neglect, infant mortality, then delinquency as they grew up. It was a cycle that never stopped until that infant turned 18 and then moved into the adult prison systems.
Now, Shelby County still has the highest teen birth rate in Tennessee. Looking to the future, what will be a big indicator that long-term birth control methods for young women is a public good?
Well, it's graduation rates. When young families have an education, they're able to have higher skilled jobs. They're able to make more money. They're able to be more confident in what they do and who they are. They read to their children more. They become better parents. Young women who finish school, who finish college, They also become more particular about the men in their lives. We believe that women make a difference, make such a difference in the community, that educating women and encouraging women and empowering women to both have an education and have goals in their lives will be a positive impact on everybody.
Claudia Haltom is the founder of A Step Ahead Foundation. For more information in Shelby County, visit astepaheadfoundation.org. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.